This is Reimagine Mason, a podcast where we introduce you to everyday Mason District residents who make our community so special. I'm your host, Mason Supervisor Andres Jimenez. I'm thrilled to be here with you today for our first episode. I can't think of a better first guest to help us kick off Reimagine Mason. It's Annandale High School Orchestra Director and Performing Arts Department Chair, Miss Annie Ray. Welcome, Annie, and thanks for joining us. You've had a really exciting year, to say the least, and we're going to get to know what exactly you've been up to shortly, but I want to start off by making the connection with Mason District. For the folks who might not know, Annandale High School is sort of at the heart of Mason. Thousands of Mason kids go to Annandale High, the Adams, so you've really had a tremendous impact in our community. Can you start off by telling us a little bit about your background and why you chose to teach at Annandale High School?
Yeah, I am the luckiest teacher in the world. I have the coolest students, and I've been so lucky as to have been their teacher at Annandale Terrace Elementary School, to Glasgow Middle School, and now here at Annandale High School. So I've been embedded in this community, and I've been so lucky to have been welcomed in and get to learn from everybody.
It's what's so exciting is, I'm sure for you on a day-to-day basis, is you, and a year-to-year basis, you get to see so many different kids from all parts of the world who you get to teach, and you get to learn about their culture and about the history and where they come from and kind of how what brought them to Mason District and to Annandale High. So that must be really fun.
Oh, yeah. We have students from 66 different countries. So when I say every day I learn something new, it's absolutely true.
Of all the different countries, the 60 countries, is there something that you'd like to share that you've learned maybe this year from one of the countries?
Oh, man. Well, actually, I want to share, last year we did this whole collaborative piece that was commissioned for our kids called Adams by Katie O'Hara Labrie. That was all based on this concept of coming together. So the kids got to live compose with her. And then when we premiered the piece, the United States Air Force Band got to play with us. And all the students wore a traditional dress from their home and brought traditional food and welcomed me and the whole community. And so it was really great.
Well, that's really awesome. And I think that's one of the things that makes Mason District and the schools in Mason District so unique and so wonderful. It's this diverse culture that our children and our kids bring to the classroom and to the community. So that's really awesome. Mason District is the cultural hub of Fairfax County. We're the most diverse, and you see that diversity firsthand in our schools. I wanted to share a quote from you from an NPR story that I really thought was worth highlighting to our listeners. There's a lot of cultures that might typically clash, and they come together in this very beautiful harmony, for lack of a better word, you explained. And that's really uniquely expressed in the orchestra classroom, where we're all just musicking together. You've taken this a step further with your Crescendo Orchestra. Can you tell us about the program and how it came about?
Yeah, Crescendo in music means to start small and grow bigger. And it was something that reshaped my entire teaching philosophy of what it means to meet every student where they're at and how we define goalposts for our students, where we can be flexible while still pushing for excellence. So Crescendo is my orchestra for students with significant and severe disabilities. And it is a classroom that meets for 80 minutes every other day, just like every other class. So it's an opportunity for an elective for students who are typically in what we call self-contained classrooms. And it's just been the greatest joy. And it's that definition that you mentioned earlier of musicking, which means the act of making music, which is our actual universal language and what we really define Annandale Orchestra around as a whole. And so we come together, I modify their instruments for them, whether that means ripping off all the strings except for one of them, or putting colored stickers on, rewriting music. And it's just been this beautiful educational journey where these students get to have a voice, like through their instrument, and connecting on a level they otherwise would not get to. And I get to also learn from some of the best teachers in our schools, which is our special education teachers.
Absolutely. Just for my knowledge, how many children, how many kids are part of this program?
Currently, there's 12, but it has changed over the years and really have grown and shifted. And this program actually began back in 2018 at Annandale Terrace Elementary School, where I had two twin brothers who were thrown into my classroom, and they started this whole journey with me of me writing the curriculum, working with their mom, who ended up joining my parent orchestra and was one of our founding members. And I'm just so thankful to their patience and to their willingness to be brave and bold and try something new.
I love that. That incredible work is what you were recognized for at the Grammys. You were awarded the 2024 Grammy Music Educator Award and got to attend the Grammys. And I know this is part of the story I'm so excited to hear about. What was it like to attend the Grammys, meeting Taylor Swift? And I'm sure you've been asked this a million times, but tell me about that experience.
It was wild, but it was the most humbling experience where everybody treated me like an equal there. I mean, there's nothing that gets past you like walking down the red carpet next to Jon Bon Jovi and he's being interviewed right in front of you and then you have to go after that. But it was incredible. And to have them celebrate music in that way was amazing. And what I especially appreciated was the fact that they gave me this space to speak and talk about music education is not about the product that you see on the stage. So much of what we do is the process, what happens between the notes and rhythms on the page. And that gets lost to a lot of people nowadays. So I really appreciated their willingness to highlight that and celebrate the work that we're doing.
I'm sure it must have been so interesting for you to sit down next to all of these famous musicians. I don't even know what I would do in a room like that, but I'm sure it must have been extremely exciting night for you.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever get over like processing it. And thank goodness for my husband. He was pushing me the whole time. He was like, just go up, just go talk to them. And I was like, I can't do it. And he was like, and he was the one who got me to get to meet Meryl Streep and Oprah and, of course, my idol and someone I really look up to, Jacob Collier, as a musician. It felt like a dream.
Well, that's great when dreams can come true. So I also want to note that the Grammy Music Educators Award wasn't your first by any means. You received the 2023 FCPS Outstanding Secondary Teacher of the Year, 2023 Wolf Trap Educator Guarantee, and the Virginia Music Educators Association 2024 Dr. Alice Hamill Inclusion in Music Education winner. You're always gracious to credit these successes to your students. Can you tell us a little bit about your current class?
Yeah, when these awards come through, it's something that I struggle with of like imposter syndrome in a lot of ways. And I think a lot of us do because I'm surrounded by not only the most incredible students, but the most incredible colleagues. And I'm really lucky that I've had support with people highlighting the important work that we're doing at Annandale of reshaping education, of meeting every kid where they're at, of pushing them beyond where they ever thought possible. But these students have been this. This could not have happened without them buying in and committing to what I'm asking them to do. And I say this all the time, but music is incredibly humbling because to become great at it, you first have to be very bad at it. And you have to do it really loudly where every single person can hear. And students right now are very much facing inward with a lot of things of being on the internet and TikTok. And we're asking them to be bold and like own their learning process out loud where everyone can hear. When they struggle with a math problem, it's easy for them to hide their struggle from their colleagues and their friends. But with music, they have to like quickly get comfortable with being really bold to be outward and to make any sort of progress. And so I'm thankful. And I'm also thankful I'm teaching a subject where I am one of the last spaces in the school where for 80 minutes I have 100% of their attention. Because if they're playing, they can't reach for their devices. They can't reach for their phones. So I get 80 minutes of authentically them. And I get it for 4 years, or in some of these cases with these students, since they were in fourth grade. So I get to write these college recommendations and saying like, hey, I really know this kid. I've watched them grow and change and be shaped into who they are. And I just feel really lucky I get to be the person that gets to witness that.
You know, as a parent of two young girls, it is hard to get kids off of their electronic devices. So when you hear that there's an opportunity and there's a pathway forward, especially when it's learning music, that's so great to hear that we can get our kids in some point to put down their electronic instruments there and actually use musical instruments. So before we end our first episode, I'm going to ask you a couple of quick questions that we plan to ask all of our guests. Think of it like a rapid fire question series here. So what's a fun fact about you that people don't know?
I'm a huge Survivor fan. I think I've seen every episode, but I also equally love The Amazing Race, and my greatest goal in life is to run it and win it.
There's still time. So have you tried out? Have you?
I haven't been bold enough to do that, but my husband and I are planning on submitting a tape, so maybe we'll get on.
Well, fingers crossed. We'll look forward to seeing you on The Amazing Race. If you could have a walk-up song for your life, what would that song be?
currently right now Chapel Roan's Feminine Onanon.
I hear that quite often in the car with my young ladies. And finally, what's your favorite place to be and hang out in Mason District?
Oh, is it a cop-out to say Annandale?
No, it's not at all.
I love that school. I come back to it for a parent orchestra. I come back to it for bringing my girls to see plays. That's my community. That's my home. So.
Well, I love it. Nothing means more than community, and that's what we're striving here in Mason District to do. It's make sure that we're all inclusive, making sure that we see ourselves as one community, breaking down silos and working together. Because like I've said so many times, this work that we're trying to do to better Mason and make Mason give people the quality of life in Mason District that they deserve can happen with just one person. We all need to work together. We need to work as a community. And there you have it. Annie, thank you for joining us today and for all that you do for Annandale High School students, as well as for Mason District in Fairfax County. And that's a wrap on our first episode of Reimagine Mason. I'm your host, Supervisor Andre Ximenez. Thank you for listening and have a happy Thanksgiving.